So this is work that I did with together with René Wilhelm at the RIPE-NCC on ASS missing in action, and I'll explain in a couple of slides what this is all about. Okay, so this is the outline of the talk. And this is sort of why we started doing this. We started to look at ASs, and I'm not going to explain what an AS is in this talk, since I assume that you all know that. One thing that you do know about an AS is that each AS needs its own unique identifier, its AS number. AS numbers are assigned in a hierarchical way: IANA, RIRS, sometimes a national layer, local IRs, end users. And that is to do, guarantee uniqueness. Obviously, if you want to do routing from one AS to another, you have to be able to say that, to identify them uniquely. There are public registers available of all ASs. IANA maintains a list of what they hand out. The RIRS maintain a list of what they hand out from the box they get from IANA. Another observation is that ASs are a limited resource. At the moment, there are 16 bits reserved for an AS number. 60 bits means 65,500 something. Well, a couple of them get lost for private use. There is some overhead. You cannot use all the numbers. So you only have 64,510 of them available on the net. So, who has an AS? Well, that's quite simple. If you want an AS, you go to your local, your regional internet registry, you ask for one. They all have policies. The five regions have slightly different policies. These are all based on a single document, RFC 1930, with some global twist added. And if you are in a region and you think you need an AS and you meet the requirements, you just go to your ear. You ask for one. I won't explain the policies here in detail, but one thing, and that's at the bottom of the slide, that they have in common is that they all say that you get the AS for as long as you need it. If you don't need it anymore, you're supposed to return it. So I then started to look at the RIP, and just as an exercise, I wanted to see if all the ASs that had been handed out are actually in use. And that's something that seems to be fairly obvious. I mean, the internet is a network of ASs. Every AS, in principle, wants to communicate with every other AS. So if you look at the RIP in your router, you should find all the ASs that are in use at a particular time. And ASs, like I said on the previous slide, are based on demonstrated needs. So somebody showed that he needed an AS, obviously connects to net, wants to be able, should be in your router. So naively you think all the assigned ASs are in the RIP. Well, not quite, since this is something, I looked at this about 3 years ago by now, and then I noticed a couple of things. Early 2003, the RIRS had assigned some 20,000 AS numbers, as they were assigning new ones at the rate of about 300 a month for the then four regions. However, if I look at the RIPs of a couple of routers, I only saw some 14,000 visibles and only 200 new ones showing up every month. So, 20,000 compared to 14,000, 6,000 are missing, and there are about 100 handed out more every month than there are actually showing up on the net. So, my question was, what's happening here? And this work is a result of a study trying to find out what was happening here or what is happening here. So, to study this problem, you need some data. Well, fortunately, there are quite good data sources around. The first thing is the RIRS. They publish stats files on a daily basis. with a list of all the ASs they have assigned and the data they were assigned. This is a daily report. Before that, they had weekly and monthly reports, but it's a daily report since sometime in 2002. Of course, if you can always work your way backwards by just taking a file and on, say, today, and if I wanted to do know what was assigned yesterday, I just take today's report, I remove everything that was assigned on the last day, and I know what was assigned yesterday, so I can work my way backwards. If you do that, you find some small differences. Sometimes these files change, there's some double counting. So we worked through all these files. We removed all the mistakes that we could find. There's some double counting in there. Basically, this gave us a list of all the ASs that has been assigned at a particular time. The second thing you can look at is sort of what's happening out on the net. The RIPs. Unfortunately, there are a couple of projects around that collect RIPs all over the place. One of them is the RIPE-NCC Routing Information Service, the RIS. It's a project that collects BGP info, RIPs from 450 peers, and all BGP updates on a daily basis. We looked at 5 years of data, August 2000 to August of last year. In these files, we found AS paths. So each AS path we took, we broke it down into its components, the ASs, and as soon as an AS showed up, we said, okay, it's in use on a particular day. And you have a long list of ASs and when they were used. You sometimes see so-called private AS numbers. We remove them. And we also saw some misconfigurations. People make typos, things like that. So we removed all ASs seen for less than a week. Then there's a third data source, the well-known CIDR report. That's a weekly report on the internet seen from AS 4637. Has been available since 1994, and it includes the number of ASs seen in the RIP. So we chew through all this data, and after that, we essentially have two lists. One is sort of the ASs assigned, the rheostats files, or the theory that should be out on the net, and the second list is what you see in the RIS and the CIDR reports. So that's what you see in practice. And if you put these two lists next to each other, you can have three cases. Well, the normal thing you would expect is that an AS appears in both lists. It's assigned and somebody is using it. We then found some differences. There are ASs which are in use but not assigned. And there can be two reasons for that. People can just inappropriately use them. When you look at the ANA files, you say, okay, I need an AS for, and I just pick one and I announce it. Or there can be a problem with the registration mechanism. We'll get to that later. And then there are the ASs missing in action, which is an AS that has been assigned, but it's not showing up on the net. So looking further at this, AS is in use but not registered. Well, over the course of these 5 years, we found 436 ASs that were used but not registered. Some of them were used for a short while, disappeared again, but 255 were still visible on August 1st of last year. If you look closer at them, 250 of them are in RIPE-NCC ranges. We then went to the basement of the RIPE-NCC, looked in all other files other than the statistics files, found that these were mainly old registrations 10 years ago or more. Digging through more files, we found some data on 214. So the problem here is that, well, these ASs are properly registered, they are in the files, they just don't show up on the publicly available files, so that's something that can be corrected. And there was one AS which we found, and we still don't have any idea who owns this AS, who is using it, and how, if and how it was registered. Of the remainder, 40 are in Aaron's ranges. Those have been reported to Aaron. And good thing for APNIC is that their mechanism is perfect. None of these 255 are in Aaron's ranges. We also found 7 ASs that were used and are not in any RAR range. This is presumably a problem with transferring of data. Over the years, records were moved from one registry to another, and 7 of them sort of fell through the cracks. So people often mention, ask about how accurate the data in these registry files is. So one upper limit is, say, well, we have 33,000 assigned, there are 41 with no data, so that's like 0.1%, and it's probably a lot less. And given that this is a mechanism that has been running for like 15 years or so, well, 0.1% of registrations with no data is pretty good. So, next thing is total number of ASs seen. And here there are 2 curves. The blue and the purple one, that's what's assigned. And in blue, that's the AS count. So that's data available from 2002. And then the purple line is working your way backwards, just simply removing everything from the first file, statistics files, working your way backwards. So, and then the red is what you see in the RIS, and then green is what you see in the CIDR report. If you look at this plot, you see a couple of things. First of all, you see this is a fairly straight line, and you see it rise. And this is sort of in 1999, at the start of the internet bubble. You see this effect in both what's assigned and what's out there on the net. Now, the internet bubble lasted for a couple of years. And in 2002, late 2001, early 2002, it ended. And you see this effect in what you see on the net. The growth went clearly to a lower pace. However, you don't see that in what's assigned. So people are still making plans, still getting ASs assigned, they just don't appear on the net. The other thing, you see down here, what's seen on the net and what's assigned, these are pretty much parallel lines. So yes, there's some number of ASs missing, but it's fairly constant. However, if you look at the last couple of years, well, the slope is different, and the number of ASs missing is growing. For modeling later on, if you look at this curve, you can ask yourself, okay, is this lit? What's the behavior? Well, we looked at it, and we think that the growth of the number of ASs assigned is linear. We did a couple of tests. We fitted these curves to linear and exponential curves. Linear clearly describes it best. Also, if you look at the derivatives, it still seems to be linear. Just a plot to show that. This is the last couple of years. Red is the data. The solid black line is linear. And the dotted line is exponential. You see that at the start, at the end, exponential starts to deviate, which is an indication that this is more linear than exponential. And we'll use that slide later on. Growth rates. So how many ASs are appearing every month? There are 2 lines here, well, there are 3 lines here, but the most important one is the red one, that's new allocations every month, and the blue line, that is what's disappearing. If you look at the red line, sort of for the last, since 2002, it's pretty much flat at about 284 per month. Also, what's disappearing is pretty flat. It's about 100 a month. And one thing that you should note is this peak at the end, and I'll explain this on the next slide. So these are growth rates for all five registries. So I then split it up into various regions. The first thing is Aaron. And here there are three curves. There is in red, new assignments. In green, new plus reassignments. So an AS is used, apparently returned or recovered, sits in the pool for a while, shows up again. And in blue, there's what's disappearing. And you see a couple of things. First thing is, well, from 2002 till mid-2004, basically there was no recovery. And then Aaron started to recover ASs. And that's in here, the blue area. Second thing you see is that the green and the red line, so new assignments from the completely never used pool and assignments from that were used before are starting to deviate. So some of this, what is being recovered, is being reassigned up here. You then look at the right hand CC, same plots. Notice a couple of things, very little recovery. And the other thing is that the trend seems to go up. I mean, this is clearly going up. And so far, this is compensated by Aaron's recovery efforts, so that makes it the whole thing is still going as a linear curve. If Aaron ever stops doing this, or they have recovered everything they can possibly recover, the growth might turn from linear into an exponential again. AP NIC, well, same thing. There is some recovery. There was clearly a huge recovery effort somewhere early 2003. Next plot is the fraction of ASs that's seen. So I just took everything assigned over time and divided it by what's shown up on the net. And what you see here is basically, okay, so this is 1998. 1998 was only 40%, but it has been growing up quite nicely, but for the last couple of years, it's pretty flat at about 63% of what's assigned is actually visible on the net. I know some numbers here. Well, on August 1st of last year, 33,000 were assigned, 20,000 were in the rest, so that's 60%. And of the difference, 7,000 were never used, and 5,000 were used for a while, but they were retired. Next interesting observation is the age of retired ASs, and that's shown on this plot. So we plotted how long an AS was seen before it disappeared from the net. And what you see here is this nice peak and then it drops off, which simply means that people use an AS, and this is a month, so something like 50 or 60 months, and then it disappears. So people somehow seem to think that ASs go still. You can also plot this over time. So this is a plot, this is time, and this is a fraction of ASs used. So this is time when AS was assigned, and this is the fraction that's still used. This is 2005, this is 2004. Well, in 2004, the AS is assigned in 2004, about 80% was used, and it goes down pretty rapidly. So things that were assigned 10 years ago, only 40% was still active. Next thing I looked at, So why does this drop? Well, there are basically two effects that cause these drops. Well, first thing is sites go out of business. When the site goes out of business, the need for an AS obviously disappears. But yeah, people are sort of scrambling out, getting their CVs ready, trying to find a new job, and the last thing on their minds is send an email to the registry telling us, oh yes, we got this AS from you, here you can have it back. And like we saw, there are very little recovery efforts by the AS. Second thing that happens is that networks merge. If two networks merge, need for one AS often disappears. But again, there's no incentive to return it to the unused pool. And people often say, well, we merge our networks, AS1 and AS2. Well, we all call it AS1 now. But yeah, why bother to return AS2? Let's just leave it on the shelf. Maybe a customer comes up and we don't have to go through the registration process and apply for a new one. So that's basically causing this drop. Then there's activation delay. How long does it take for an AS that you apply for to appear on the net? And this is data for the APNIC region. So on the bottom is days since assignment, and the difference in days between assignment and appearance in the RIS. And the three curves, red, green, blue, and purple, are the various years. You can see a couple of things. First thing is, if you wait 2 months, 60 days, about 40% appears on the net. If you wait 200 days, so a little over half a year, about 2 out of 3 has appeared on the net. If you wait for a really long time, a year and a half, but essentially this curve, as you can see here, it flattens off and continues to be flat forever. So 80% only appears after a year and a half, and then it's fairly constant. So the other way you can look at this, well, 20% of the ASs that has been assigned never makes it to the net. So that's just an observation. Then I looked at the policies, and all the regions have policies on what you have to do with an AS. Aaron, if you read the policy, it says there must be plans to use an AS in within 30 days after assignment. In the RIPNCC area, there is actually no policy, but there was a discussion on the mailing list a few years ago, and the agreement was sort of, okay, if you apply for it, you must use it within 3 months. Here in the APNIC region, policy is that you must meet the requirements when you get an ASN or reasonably soon thereafter, and they nicely left out the definition of reasonably. So, if you look at the policies and this plot of a couple of slides ago, in practice this is different. They all say, well, a month, three months, soon. But in practice, the time between assignment and appearance on the net is a lot longer. And the second problem is that 20% of the ASs that are assigned never make it to the net, even though people could somehow show to the rear that they needed one. So, those are the raw numbers. We then did some modeling on the data. And the first question that people have asked is, when will the internet run out of 16-bit AS numbers? Like I said on the first slide, there are 64,000 available of them. 33,000 were assigned on August 1st of last year, which means that 30,000 are still available. We have 284 assignments per month. If you divide 30,000 by 284, you end up with about 108 months, which means that you run out in 2013 and 2016. That's, well, 7 or 8 years. And, yeah, 7 years is sort of worrisome, since, yeah, if we cannot have any ASs in 7 years, what do we have to do then? So, first thing you can do is, instead of solving the problem, postponing the problem. Can we make the pool last longer? Yeah, we can. Well, first we can reclaim what disappears. 284 minimum is 105. You only go up to 179 per month, and you postpone the problem to 2016 to 2024. Can even make it be a little bit more aggressive by also reclaiming what is not never used. You go down to 160 assignments per month, and the period you have left is 23 years. Yeah, if that's not long enough, next thing is, okay, let's make the ASs a bit longer. So there is a solution around it. There's a proposal to use 4 bytes or 32 bits for the AS numbers. That gives you 40 billion AS numbers, and with 40 billion we can last at least 1 million years. And I'm not going to make any more detailed predictions than that. There is actually a draft that has been around in the IDR working group for a long time with an extension of AS numbers from 16 to 32 bits. There is now, based on this work and similar studies by Jeff Houston, a policy proposal in all 5 regions which basically says we'll start handing them out. Okay, handing out is one thing. It also has to be implemented. So you have to update your routers, get the stuff deployed, which means talk to your vendor and say, well, we're going to need this in a couple of years. So whenever you build a new router or update the software of it, make sure that this draft is implemented. And that's something that requires a push from your side. Other ways to make things last longer. Well, you can obviously, if you don't want 32 bits ASs and don't want to upgrade your kit, well, we might think about changing policies. You see, well, current policies are based on demonstrated needs. Only 63% is actively used, 20% never makes it to the net. So one thing you can say, it's probably too easy to demonstrate needs. So revisit the policies. But that's something for the policy working groups of the various RIRs. Not for this forum. A couple of words about reclamation. The essential thing in this game is uniqueness. You want an AS to be unique. You don't want a situation where it has been handed out. We see that it's not being used. Well, it's reassigned, and suddenly the first person who got it starts using it again. And so far, there's no good mechanism for recovery. Solution to that might be the certification efforts which are going on in the APNIC and the RIPE region. Certification is very simple. Each AS comes with a certificate that shows that it's assigned to somebody. This certificate is valid for, say, a 1 year period. You can always renew it if you still need it, so you never have a need to renumber. And, well, if you get an AS, you start to use it, and after a year you still need the AS, well, renew it. If you don't need it, well, the certificate will expire as time goes on, and the resource can be reused. This has one requirement, and that is that people actually check these certificates when setting up pairing sessions. However, that's probably something that will become standard practice when secure routing is deployed. So, to conclude, what we see at the moment is that there are 284 ASs assigned per month from the unused pool. The actual growth is only 160. If we start with this 284, the pool will be empty by sometime between 2013 and 2016. There are ways to make it last longer: reclamation, certification. If people want to do this, okay, the pool will last longer, can postpone the problem. If people don't want to do this, you should really start to think about deploying 4-byte AESs. So that's what I wanted to say. We have a lot more results, and there's a full write-up in a technical report available from the RIPE website. And with that, okay, I have to acknowledge a couple of people who helped getting all this data, and two transport companies who caused so many delays that I had time to work on this while waiting for planes and trains. And with that, any questions?
Any questions for Henk at all? David.
Hi. I'm wondering, do you think there should be sort of global consistency with regards to the ASN reclamation policies?
Well, I mean, it would be good if this... My personal opinion would be that it would be good if this was done sort of by all five RERs across the board,
there's
no advantage to go to one registry or there are policy differences. But I don't really have an opinion on this.
Chris Chondi, the one that you said was totally unknown early on in the talk. Surely you've got the path information from the RIB, and surely the people that AS number is connected to know that AS number is connected.
You can find out something, but it's it's more like inside the RIPE NCC building, we couldn't find any data on who got that AS. And
okay, no other questions or comments? Okay, thank you very much, Henk.